I feel at home. Give me some tea. Give me some cookies. I'm good, Kunal.
Are you sure you don't want some beer?
Not with driving, man. This is Formula One. My name is Rishi Kapoor. I've come up with a name for our podcast.
Which is?
It should be called Slipstream. You know why? Because in Slipstream, there are two cars. The car ahead is Formula One. The car behind is us. So we're following Formula One that closely. We're in the DRS zone. I think our podcast should be called Slipstream.
I think your creativity can surely do better than that.
Oh, God. That is mean. Okay, if you're listening to us, if you have been listening to us, I'm RJ Rishi Kapoor. That's Kunal Shah. If you have an able name that enables us to tag ourselves, you may come up with something. But today we've come up with the home race, the Mecca Medina of Formula One, Silverstone Grand Prix, the British Grand Prix. What a beautiful layout. That track is a clear classic.
Converted from an airstrip and an airport, etc., whatever. Clearly, it's like the Lords to cricket, what Silverstone is to Formula One.
The Sara Force India, the team is based out of...
Yeah, it's just 100 meters down the road.
Exactly. There's McLaren very close to it. There's...
Red Bull.
Red Bull Williams.
Yes.
Oh God, so many of them. So many and counting. Just in the lead up to the Silverstone Grand Prix, there has been a lot of talking about cost cutting in Formula One. If you pay $30 million to a Fernando Alonso, where are you going to cut costs?
Cost cutting is critical to the sport. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right now, they're talking of cutting costs on developing the cars, which I think is important. Okay, and important to the survival of the sport, economics of the sport. And
just puts a lot more back in the driver's hand than the car's hand.
Yes, that is true, of course. But also, it takes away your dependence on sponsorship, which is going to be difficult to come by in the years to come, I say.
Which also means we'll have more teams because there's less of sponsorship.
I hope so. More teams or even the existing number of teams with a lesser budget and more competitive. So,
correct.
Everyone could benefit because, you know, you can't always have a $300 million budget and go racing.
That's right, that's right. If you have a few millions, the entire focus has to be on how to get the car absolutely aerodynamically correct, because understanding the tires is really tough. And there's one man who claims he understands the tires really well. His name is Maldonado. Now, my doubt is he understands the tires, but he doesn't understand the track layout, so he goes outside and comes back into Hamilton.
That's very rightly said. I'm sure he's probably understood the tires, he's doing well, etc. Mm. We've seen clones of him drive on and off. But he needs to stay on tracks, keep people on track and not bump into people.
But I actually understand what he's saying, because Bruno Senna has been struggling with the tires and he's got the best out of them. So I personally believe this year the tires have not been understood by all the drivers. The ones who are understanding them, example, the Alonso's and the Vettel's and the Hamilton's of the world, are winning.
We'll reserve comments on Senna, but I'm glad Maldonado's understanding tyres at least.
So if Raikkonen is understanding the tyres, why is he frustrated and why is he not winning? Because Lotus is quick.
Oh yes, they're quick. I think they're getting conservative, which is why they've probably not won yet. But I don't see him or Grosjean not winning in the races to come.
What is with Silverstone and our man Naren Karthikeyan? Because again, there is some rumor about him being replaced post-Silverstone. Last year it happened with him and Daniel Ricciardo. The entire contract went for a toss. I don't understand.
Luckily for him and all of us Indian Formula One fans, he's being replaced only for FP1, which is Danny Close is going to take his seat.
Hopefully,
he doesn't get replaced in the race seat. But I would love to see him driving all the time. He's improving, as we've seen.
And he has the money to pay the team. Well, two people who don't need to pay their team are Jenson Button and Hamilton. It is the most homely Grand Prix for McLaren with two British drivers. It is said that London may just have a street race, which is very close to the Olympics circuit and stuff like that. What is the entire thing?
Yeah, interesting developments last week. Bernie Ecclestone believes that London could host a street race. Now, for various reasons, this could also be because he wants to pressurize Silverstone into more race fees or better developments, etc.
Politics.
But yes, sticking to politics, or actually going away from politics, Hamilton said that Britain could have two races.
Correct.
Which I think is pretty justified, given that, you know, Britain is the home of Formula One, where it all originated, etc., etc. And
correct,
it'll probably be interesting. One race at the, you know, the epic Silverstone circuit.
In
and
the
then,
countryside, yeah, and the other in London.
In London. I think it'll be a great idea.
We should go for a vacation there totally.
Yes, I just hope they sell those tickets that they need to.
We're going to sit in the London Eye and watch the entire race. But tell me something, as far as cost cutting is concerned, and I want to come back to this, because a huge amount of money goes into tire warmers, those blankets that we see. which literally look like a few millimeters thick, are a big piece of technology. They get the tires up to temperature, they bake the tires, and now Formula One is trying to get rid of them. Formula One is gone nuts.
You know, from a cost perspective, I would actually like to know what is the cost of those tire warmers.
Exactly.
Because from a sporting perspective, I think they should be there. I mean, you know, like Schumacher said, it's not like you're driving Formula Ford or Formula 3 where the power, you know, that goes onto those tires is not as high. But in Formula 1, maybe you do need sticky tires as soon as you leave the circuit. And, you know, like Ross Brawn himself said, that you will end up losing places because you suddenly go out on cold tires, which of course is the case for everyone. But, you know, today the spectacle is the undercut, as Steve Slater keeps saying on television.
Correct.
Where, you know, drivers are fighting on the in-lap as well as the out-lap to, you know, jump a position or two.
Correct.
I don't want to lose that spectacle.
No, but the deal is, it also becomes a little less safer with cold tires. So much power.
Yeah, safety
so much
is critical as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it does come into play, I'm sure the drivers will work around it.
Alright, little bit of information going out that only Kunal could come up with. Nerdy numbers this man has. Alonso and Michael Schumacher are the only racers who won here more than once. Both have won at least once in a Ferrari, Michael being both times.
That's correct, yes.
I remember that race in 1999 where he actually went in for a penalty on the last lap, took a stop go, and
yes,
a little bit of history coming there together. But predictions for the race, come on, tell me.
It's difficult to leave Red Bull aside after Vettel's pace in Valencia.
Pace. I know those updates work well.
80% of our blogs, we said Schumacher. I will not say Schumacher this time.
No, I will not.
Hopefully, still having him there. And maybe we'll have a Lotus compete with them as well.
This looks like a very good mixed field. The tires are going to be really critical. Well, they are in every race, but something that's going to be really critical is the amount of entertainment this race gives. And I have come up with something new.
So, okay, here's a cue for all our listeners. Okay, this funny man here has three radio messages he wishes to hear at the 2012 British Grand Prix. Rishi, your first one.
Message goes out to Massa saying, Massa, we need to overtake Heikki. Alonso is in the lead. We need to overtake Heikki.
That means Caterham's updates hopefully will work this weekend, is what you're saying.
Okay, message number
two. Okay, moving to number two.
It goes to Vettel, okay?
Okay.
This is what Adrian Newey says. Sebastian, you need to move aside. We need to let Weber through. We need him to re-sign with us again. And my personal favorite one. Lewis Hamilton gets a message saying, Lewis, it is time for a pit stop. We shall not be stationary for more than 14 seconds.
Now that's outrightly cruel. You'll be crucified if you were in Silverstone.
I will be, but I want to be there. Sadly, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be here watching the race just like you on TV. And when we come back, all the fun, all the frolic, all the English muffins served for you. Baked hot. This is a Formula One podcast. I like to call it Slipstream, but you don't agree with me.
Come on, yeah.
I think it's nice. Slipstream.
In the DRS enabled world of Formula One, maybe it's not all that fun anymore.
I know it doesn't exist. Slipstream.